Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Steven Crowder just debated Nick Fuentes on his show and humiliated him for being a Democrat shill. We will break down their debate and show the best moments. Nick also went on Dave Smith's podcast and accidentally became pro-Israel. We're going to start with that today and stick around to the end because Mark Cuban praises Donald Trump for his work on Trump RX as pharmaceutical costs plummet under the Trump administration. So Nick Fuentes was on Dave Smith's podcast yesterday, and you would think, both being anti-Israel Democrat propagandists, that they would mostly agree on things. But as I'm going to show you, that was not the case for most of the podcast. And the one thing that they could agree on, however, is that their movement is dead in the water. It is not doing well. Here is them talking about Dan Bilzerian, who's a Groiper, who's going to get shellacked by Randy Fine in the GOP primary.
So wait, you're doing something? What are you doing?
Right.
You're primarying one of the absolute worst, most grotesque, just utterly disgusting members of Congress in a district that you have absolutely no shot of winning. Like you're talking about there's a reason why he's the guy who won that district, right?
Right.
What does the voting demographic? Okay, yes, it's old boomers and a lot of Jewish boomers. Okay. Dan Bilzerian, who doesn't even live in the district, because you lived there as a kid or something like that.
They did this whole conference the week before him and I fell out, called America First United, and the whole premise of it is, we're out here doing something, we're running for office, we're holding a conference, and I want to say, okay, so you're running a conference with production issues that makes us all look like idiots, and you're losing primaries. I'm like, please stop. Like,
yeah,
you're doing
like,
something? Stop doing what you're doing, because it's a waste of time and money, and it's actually hurting us. Like, it's a liability. Talk to Dan about that. And I talked to Aaron Baker, who's running in the same district. He talked to their campaign manager. They got no plan. There's no strategy. I want to say, Dan, the average age of the Republican primary voter in your district is 57 years old. Trump carried that district by 30 points. You're running as an anti-Trump, exterminate Israel candidate from Las Vegas. You don't even live in the state, and you have no money, and the primary's in 3 months. What's the pathway to victory there? And, you know, what they say is like, well, I don't know. We're just going to go in, and we're just going to win. I'm like, see, that's the difference. It's like haste and energy, enthusiasm, whatever, fanaticism is no substitute for, you know what's actually doing something? Raising money, learning how politics works.
Once again, a reason why the Groiper movement is destined to fail. And even the leaders of the Groiper movement, Dave Smith, Nick Fuentes, are admitting this. The reason why they are destined to fail is it is built on two things fundamentally. The first is a hatred of Israel, and the second is a lust for money. Neither of which are inspiring to voters, you can see right through it, and neither of which is enough for someone to win a campaign. You've got candidates like Dan Bilzerian running for Congress right now in Florida. All he talks about, and if you haven't looked into this guy, don't look into him because he's horrible, but he literally on X talks about exterminating Israel and the Jews. Straight up Hitlerian stuff. Even if people in Florida agreed with that, which they don't, how does a congressman have anything to do with that? It's completely uninspiring. If you're living in Florida and the guy running to represent you in Congress is talking about Israel, all you're thinking is, why are you talking about this? Why are you talking about a tiny nation across the ocean with 10 million people in it? I live in Florida in a small district and I care about the economy. I care about immigration. I care about crime because I'm a normal person. And all you're talking about is Israel? I'm not voting for you. Maybe Israel would be an important subject when running for president, but one congressman has no power in our foreign policy with Israel. Now, before we get into Steven Crowder and how he fits into this, I have to show you the best clip of the podcast. Nick Fuentes makes a pretty good argument, actually, which is that the Monroe Doctrine is awesome. It is awesome. And he makes this case that the U.S. should control the Western Hemisphere, and Dave Smith points out that that's actually what Israel believes, but about the Middle East. Take a look.
You know, the whole basis of the Monroe Doctrine is nobody can touch us because of the oceans. Well, what are our adversaries going to do? They're going to try to get on our side. Cuba, Venezuela, Nicaragua, Bolivia, whatever. Or, you know, even building the dual use stuff in every other country, Argentina, Peru, Jamaica, Haiti, whatever. So I do I would classify that under something like self-defense and with proportionality. Like I said, we're not saying like, and by we, I mean me, I guess. I'm not saying like we can go to war with Venezuela and like invade their country and take their sovereignty, take all their supplies. I'm saying though that if they're aligned against us in our hemisphere in a way that's threatening, we should be able to go in and change that. If they want it to be better, they should just align with us. You know, mm-hmm. You say, well, Cuba's this tiny defenseless island. Okay, well, then you better submit to Washington because you're right next to the superpower and they're playing games.
Saying you better submit to Washington is how we've got the whole situation in Cuba for 60 years, you know? I mean, that was what they said initially. You better submit to Washington.
And if they want to avoid that, if they want to avoid a war, then they could always choose a diplomatic option.
So could Iran. So could all of Israel's enemies, though, you know?
But Israel can... I would say that's a different story. Because
okay, but that is true about both of them, you know? I mean, I don't know.
Dave Smith immediately folds because he does not want to alienate Nick Fuentes' audience. These people have zero backbone. They're all in it for the money. Even when it rubs up against their principles, they choose the money over the principles. And you saw that in real time here. But ironically, Nick Fuentes is right that strong Western countries should control the regions of where they live. And Dave Smith is right that same rule applies to Israel. Honestly, you could just consider this for a second. If you really think that you are pro-America, if you don't want America controlling the Western Hemisphere and you don't want Israel controlling the Middle East, I'm sorry, you're not pro-America. You're definitely not pro-Western countries because the alternative is Cuba and China running the Western Hemisphere and Iran running the Middle East. Obviously, nobody wants that. As you guys know, I'm a young father, and one of the things that I've been thinking a lot about is how to protect my daughter from people online. Obviously, there's people who want to hurt me because of the things I talk about, and that is how I got introduced to today's sponsor, Shieldling. Shieldling is an online service that helps parents like yourselves find and delete their child's data from the apps, games, and platforms they use. It is a terrifying reality, guys, but 57% of children who play video games regularly use the internet or have an email, have their data stored somewhere online, and it can be used to find them. It is one thing for our data to be out there. We're adults, we can handle it, but for people to know about our kids, completely unacceptable. So to protect your kids online, you can go to shieldling.family. They're a fantastic company with an incredible mission. I think it's worth everybody to go check it out. You can do an initial scan for completely free. Go protect your family at shieldling.family. So now I want to migrate over to Nick Fuentes' debate with Steven Crowder because Nick Fuentes just melted under the first sign of scrutiny. Generally, Nick Fuentes sits in his basement. He does not interact with other people. He is not a formidable debater. He does not know how to do it. I'm actually very surprised he went on with Steven Crowder, but the main subject of the debate was whether or not it makes sense to support Democrats for the midterms if it means waking up the GOP. Because this is an argument we hear from a lot of people. Oh, if we stop voting for the GOP, maybe they'll start doing more of what we want. And of course, as Steven talks about, that makes absolutely no sense because then you're voting for all the Democrat policies. So here is Steven Crowder asking Nick Fuentes to just suggest one person, just one, who would replace the GOP for 2028. That would be a better option than Marco Rubio or J.D. Vance, for example. And Nick folds under pressure.
You need voting blocks. You need coalition. So if there are that many people out there who share your view, shouldn't be a problem for you to endorse anyone. As a matter of fact, that's a net positive. So give us the name.
I can't do that. Once again, it's not somebody that's announced they're running. It's not somebody that maybe even is in contention. But I mean, you know how this goes. When you have people that are running for president, they don't say they're not going to make an announcement until they're ready to make an announcement.
Well, sure, but usually these people who are developing Republican strategies aren't telling people to vote Democrat in the midterm, right? That's a long game, and you need that answer for people to take it on faith. Otherwise, it's just snake handling.
Well, I think that, you know, once again, either way, you can take my word for it or not, but what isn't going to work is Vance and Rubio. Like, that's a zero-win proposition. You could sit there and say, well, but that's better than a Democrat. At least that's concrete. I would say it's concrete that we're going to lose. It's concrete that if we get a continuation of this, we're going to get more of this, and this is not working. So rather than trying something that isn't working, I want to give a chance that something might work.
He had no one in mind. Not one. And why? Because as I'll show you, Nick Fuentes is a tool for Democrats. He's never had anybody in mind. Maybe he was thinking about Thomas Massie, kind of. He can probably see today is his primary. We'll see if Massie wins. even if Massey does win, he is not going to have enough national support to win any sort of presidential election. But he just works for Democrats to get them elected, and he's taking it one election at a time. Right now, Nick Fuentes is focused on 2026. Believe me, whether Republicans or Democrats win in 2026, Nick will change his tune again after the midterms and focus on helping the Democrats win in 2028. He's just taking it one election at a time. So Stephen goes on to talk about why it makes no sense for anyone who considers themselves to be conservative to ever vote for Democrats. And once again, Nick is speechless.
Democrats seize power. First off, they're going to pack the courts. This is the plan. People need to know it. They will pack the courts. They want to go to 13. They want to make Puerto Rico a state. They want to grant all illegal aliens and any temporary citizens the right to vote and undo everything. Right? And that would include deplatforming. That's the risk. That's the plan. So we can't just, and I'm not saying you're lying, but we can't just take your word for it to take that risk. You can understand that.
Well, here's what I would say to that. I think that every election, the Republican side basically overstates what the Republicans are doing for us. And then I think they exacerbate or overstate the risk of Democrats. This whole, like, they're going to pack the courts and make Puerto Rico a state. It's like, well, they didn't do that under Biden. I don't think they're going to do that this time. And if you believe that they did, why aren't we using the nuclear option? If you really thought Democrats were going to break precedent, pack the courts, make Puerto Rico a state, do this and that, okay, then it's life or death. We have to do everything possible.
It is.
Then use the nuclear option, okay, and pass the SAVE Act so that, you know, we could get all these Democrats off the voter rolls and so that we could break the logjam on DHS and get them their money and do the deportations. But it's like, you know, Republicans will act like it's life or death, most important election. But then when it comes to nuclear option, they go, oh, we can't do that. Oh, well, we can't do the deportation. Oh, well, you know, this is the best we could do. And it's like, okay, so somebody's not telling the truth here. And I don't think it's you, but I think it's
there
like,
are, I agree with you. There are Republicans who aren't telling the truth. I agree with you. And by the way, they need to be like, for example, Thune, Cornyn. I mean, screw that guy with a wire brush, right? People like that. Yeah. But we know them by name to throw them all into the same basket. And just it's a constant dismissal. Like, I don't really think that there are deportations that are enough. I don't really think we're a net negative migration country. I don't really think that 87% of H-1Bs. I don't really think just executive order two genders. I don't really care downsizing the federal government by hundreds of thousands. I don't really care that housing prices and rent prices are at multi-year lows. Those things don't matter because it's not enough. But when we know that the Democrats will obviously, and this is their plan. They didn't say that we're going to make Puerto Rico a state and packed the court to 13 last time. They're saying that.
So terrific job by Stephen. I like that Stephen had Nick on to expose him. I have to say, though, I think that Stephen is acting like Nick is acting in good faith when he's clearly not. Nick knows that everything Stephen is saying is true. He already agrees with him, but he's working for Democrats. He knows that they want DC and Puerto Rico to be states. He knows they want to impeach Trump. That is what he is trying to accomplish as well. So it's a completely misguided debate, in my opinion, because Nick Fuentes is not trying to convince Stephen, and he could never be convinced himself. He wants Democrats to win, not just in 26, but in 28 as well. More evidence for you, by the way, that this movement is a leftist one. Candace Owens just announced that she is having Hunter Biden on the podcast.
Okay, I know you're probably wondering, what timeline are we in? How did Candace Owens get together with Hunter Biden? Obviously, the interview will be dropping on Thursday, but I can tell you a little tidbit about how we arrived at that moment with Hunter Biden in my house. I know, it's kind of crazy.
We will cover that interview on Friday, so stay tuned for that. But the bottom line is that this is a coalition of the woke right and the woke left. The woke left wants their people in power. I'm talking about people like AOC. I'm talking about people like Gavin Newsom. The woke right wants money, and they're very successful at it. Every massive person in the podcasting world on the woke right makes oodles of money. And their alliance with the woke left gives both what they want if we don't fight back. Quick thing I wanted to share with you guys. I've been using a platform called Insight Bridge for the past week, and it has been very useful to me personally. It is basically AI-guided reflection sessions that help me process what is going on underneath the surface through the work stress or the decision fatigue. You know, I talk about the news, and I'm trying to provide for a family. Sometimes it can take a toll on you. And so Insight Bridge has been fantastic. It helps me take the time to do the stuff that I don't usually think through. With Insight Bridge, there's also a real licensed professional reviewing your sessions and sending you these thoughtful letters that help you see the patterns that you might be missing. It's not therapy. I'm not into therapy. honestly. I've tried it before with some difficult things that have happened in my past. It didn't do it for me. I really like Inside Bridge because of the fact that it's more personal for me. It's more like having a coach and a mirror at the same time. If you're interested, I put a link in the show notes. They're offering a free initial session, so you can check it out. Again, no pressure. I just wanted to share something that works well for me. Mark Cuban has gone from a Kamala Harris surrogate to a Trump fan, as I'm about to show you, and it's all because of Trump RX, which is Trump's new program to reduce pharmaceutical drugs. Here was Mark Cuban praising Trump as a reporter tried to get him to say bad things about their partnership.
You've been long rumored and mentioned as someone who might run for president one day. We're here at the White House. Is this making you consider those ambitions again?
Hell no. Too hot. No? Huh? Yeah, it's too hot in here. No, I'm all about reducing the cost of healthcare. To me, that's my ultimate legacy.
Mark, you've been very critical of Donald Trump in the past, called him the most unethical, lax character, dishonest person you've ever done business with. Obviously, you're not partnering with him. Has your opinion of him changed? Can you just talk a little bit about your
relationship? Yeah, that was last season, right? What you say during an election cycle is obviously going to be completely different. But now the goal is the goal. The goal is to reduce the cost of healthcare, and we're 100% aligned. I mean, in talking to him, there was, you know, Mark, are you going to help us reduce the cost of healthcare for everybody? Yes. Okay, we're going to do this together, you know, and I'm like, let's go, right? The goal is the goal.
And Mark, do you agree the president said today that you regret endorsing Kamala Harris?
He was playing. I'm not going to go there. It doesn't matter.
Mark, are you still? So I actually think Mark is super smart on this, and I've got to say that Mark is earning my respect back. For those of you who don't know, Mark's whole thing is getting drug prices cheaper. He has his own company that does this. And so why would Mark get bogged down in their disagreements with Trump if they can work together? Because out of all the presidents, as I'm about to show you, none other than Trump have reduced pharmaceutical prices. He's doing a fantastic job. Mark actually tweeted this out. He recently took it down because he thought it was a bit crass. And he's right. But it shows the passion that he has. He says, if anyone thinks I'm going to put politics ahead of helping Americans reduce their cost of healthcare and pharmaceuticals, they are a effing idiot. I agree. Like, again, this really makes me respect Mark more. For context, this is what Trump RX is doing. They released a video of how it works. It is up and running right now. Here's what that looks like.
So that $400 million saved for Americans, that means better living and less stress for millions of families. So let's browse some of those medications. Immediately, you'll see a new section called Presidential Deals. These are some of the most affordable brand name drugs in America, made possible thanks to our president's legendary deal-making. So let's take a look at a few of these. This is Foundayo, the new GLP-1 pill, 77% off. This is the insulin medication, 72% off. This is Trulicity, 61% off. These are life-changing savings for millions of Americans. Now, search also got smarter, too. You can now look up brand-name drugs and see the generic version. Let's try a brand drug named Glucophage. It's for diabetes, and it costs around $20. So search now shows the lower cost option, metformin. Metformin has the same active ingredients, but now watch this. The price, $8.42. So you found an affordable price. Now where do you get it? You can find your trusted pharmacy in one search. Watch how easy this is. I'll use mine. Capsule Pharmacy. Boom, there it is. Now, we also created another way to find the best price, introducing Map Search. For the first time, you can see chain and local independent pharmacies on the same map.
Pretty amazing stuff. You can see right here that Trump is the first president to bring down prescription drug prices. It just has gone up and up and up, particularly under the Reagan administration. It went up a lot, and the Bush administration went up a lot. And now, for the first time, literally ever, it has gone down almost 3%. It is because of Trump RX. And I'll show you how Trump pulled this off in just a second. First, here is Trump also being very smart, also being very diplomatic like Mark was. He even poked a little bit of fun at Mark Cuban. Take a look.
It's pretty remarkable seeing you and Mark Cuban up there, and the fact that obviously Mark endorsed Kamala Harris back in 2020.
Well, he made a mistake. It was a big mistake.
But what does this say about what you two are building here?
It says we love people. We love our country. He's got a good company, and he's going to do a lot of business with this. And
this is one of the reasons why I like Trump. He goes after his enemies so hard, but when they actually want to work with him, he's very quick to forgive and he gets stuff done. I haven't talked about this a lot on the show before. One reason why I'm so passionate about this is because a little bit less than a year ago, I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. And diabetes is really, really expensive. And there's a chance that my kids could have it as well because it is genetic. And luckily right now, my insurance is very good, but that might not always be the case. And Trump RX essentially guarantees that I will have cheap insulin and other drugs as well. And it's not subsidized, as I'll show you in a second. I am not a fan of subsidized healthcare, even if it makes my insulin cheaper. But these policies have a massive impact on personal people's lives. For me, it's diabetes, but for other people, it could be a ton of other things. For me, I need insulin to survive. It's not an elective medicine. It's not something I want to have. Before synthetic insulin was invented, people with type 1 diabetes died when they were like 25, which is my age, 30, 35 at the best. And even right now, the average lifespan of a man with type 1 is 64 years old. So this is very, very important. I think this will earn a ton of praise from the American people. And again, my favorite part of all of this is that he uses a stick and a carrot method to do it. It is not subsidized. So the carrot, and this is how it actually works in function, is in exchange for providing the same prices that companies are already offering to other Western countries, to Americans, these participating drug makers get a massive regulation lift. So all Trump is doing in terms of incentivizing them is saying, we're going to regulate you less. He's basically just making it easier for them to make drugs and taking the government out of it. Now, the stick of this is that companies that refuse to cooperate face aggressive tariffs. So he's just using the tariff, and he's proven that he'll do that. And he also does not allow some of their drugs to be eligible to sell to people with Medicaid. So again, he is using the government in a very smart way. It's an amazing system. It requires zero government subsidization. It just cuts out the middleman and the regulation. So voila, as myself and other traditional conservatives have been saying for years now, less government, less expensive. Imagine that concept. Patriotism should not be controversial, but unfortunately it is. And to celebrate America's 250th birthday, I am partnering with Americans for Prosperity and signing the Pledge of Allegiance to stand up for our country and the values that unite us. By signing this pledge, guys, you collectively signal to your elected officials a nationwide dedication to the Constitution. They automatically, these people, send a letter to your congressman affirming that you want to return to our founding principles. It's a great pledge. You can do it for free at the top of the description below.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.